Welcome to another Screenfish One-on-One. I am so thrilled to be speaking today with Nyla Inukshuk, the writer-director of Slashback. Nyla, welcome. Thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Slashback is a joy. It is so much fun. I was wondering, from your perspective, what inspired this particular film? Where did the idea come from?
I guess growing up, I had always loved kind of these coming of age adventure movies. I certainly watched E.T. and The Goonies a million times growing up, and I also, I think like everyone, when you're watching these movies, you kind of imagine having those adventures with your friends, and I certainly had lots of adventures with my friends and my brothers up in Nunavut, not just in the summer, but even in the winter time, when it's dark all the time. It's really, really a great time and this great place to be a kid and to explore. And it is such a small community. Even Iqaluit, the capital, is 7,000 people. And going back to Pang a couple of weeks ago when we were doing our screenings there, it was like going back to this place we loved and this community that where we'd made these really great friends. So to be able to kind of show that community, show the friendships and the adventures that you can have in a place like this was part of the goal. I just love alien invasion movies, horror, sci-fi, and so when I had a chance to make my first movie, this just kind of made sense for me.
Well, you know, there's a number of things I want to touch on, but certainly the idea of genre. You mentioned about horror and sci-fi. Genre seems like a great place to explore deeper issues. We've seen it in so many different examples over the years, especially right now. I was wondering why for you, what your interest is in horror and what it is about it that makes it so great for exploring social ideas.
Yeah, I love horror and sci-fi. I think when I was younger, just because they were so much fun. I grew up also in the 90s, and I think that we had some great horror slasher movies that came out at that time. I think the summer after eighth grade or something is when The Sixth Sense came out and the Scream movies were coming out at that time. And so I was just the right age to kind of love that type of movie. And my mom also, I think, grew up with Hitchcock and The Shining. And so she almost like mythologized these movies for me and introduced them to me when I was really young. And so to be able to watch movies like The Birds when I was way too young almost felt to me like I was getting away with something, which when you're a kid is such a great feeling to be able to do something that's, you're like, am I really allowed to do this? But you are. And so, I mean, there were some movies for me that were off limits that until I was a certain age, which almost made them more exciting to me. And I remember being 13 and it just being this almost arbitrary year when I would be allowed to watch The Shining, but on my 13th birthday, going to the video store and coming home and watching that movie over and over again. And so, I think that it's for me so much fun, but then as I've kind of grown up, it's also, I realize it's also just a really fun way to tell story because you do get to deal with some larger issues, bigger questions or themes, maybe some darker themes, heavier themes, but in a way that it can be more digestible to an audience because it's fun or entertaining. Is something that I wrestle with and am working with in a second project is like, what are the ethics of kind of drawing from trauma for entertainment? But for me with this movie, it is so great to have a a kid's action adventure movie set in for me, it's my nephews are 5 and 7 years old and it's their hometown. Mm-hmm. We are able to kind of explore some heavier metaphors that maybe I wouldn't necessarily want to make a movie about, but I do still think are important themes to this community. So it's it's this kind of great opportunity for me to explore these larger questions, but still in a fun and engaging way.
Yeah, there's a certain level of distance in these things, aren't there, where you can explore some really powerful ideas and concepts, but like you said, and still keep it sort of fun. And it was interesting watching it. You know, it felt like it was fun. Like, I'm sure it was fun for you, even though I'm sure there were days when it wasn't. But you know, working with the kids, and that there seemed to be a good relationship between cast and crew. I was wondering about working with the teens. What was that like? How involved were they in the process? And how did they connect with the film?
Working with the teenage cast in the movie was really a highlight for me. Just from they were involved. I actually did a proof of concept really early. But before we had producers or another writer involved, and some of these kids really informed the script as Ryan Cabin and I like spent more time in Nunavut and with the kids and filling out the story. It was so much fun to be going around Nunavut with Alexis or these other teenagers and their families, going to cabins and going fishing, and the whole time they're talking about boys in their class or who's dating who. And it was just like all of this, the normal teenage drama. And so figuring out a way to kind of layer that in with this alien story was really fun. Making a movie is really, really hard work. Our crew was insane. They're so talented and amazing. I can't believe they agreed to sign up to this kind of thing. And really, when you're asking people to spend the summer in this really remote community where they're not going to be able to see their friends or family for a couple of months, and they're going to be, we had all of our cast and crew living in the high school and grade school classrooms with beds, 2 beds per classroom. And there's all the meals were served in the gymnasium because there's no restaurants in Pang. And so the people that sign up for something like this are really special, and the relationship they made with each other, but then also with the cast, was really amazing. And I'm so grateful for the crew, especially for how how comfortable they made our cast feel in this crazy process. Our cast was mostly from Iqaluit, living in Pang for the summer, also living in the schools. Mm-hmm. And the first people they saw were the hair and makeup and wardrobe team who they all are obsessed with. And their acting coach, Melissa, and who's working with them when they're not shooting with me. It's like a little family you build, and so it was working with these teenagers, it's been really special, and now to get to be with them as we're sharing the movie and watching them as they're able to share their process and experience has just been like I said, the highlight for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm sure. Since we were talking before about genre and social conversations, one of the key things about this film that I saw is the relationship of these teens with their indigeneity And specifically, there's almost a sense of shame that falls on them, whether it's something that they has been put on them or that they carry. I was wondering why that concept was so important for you to explore and what that means to you.
Yeah, I think that it was important for me to explore in part because as being Indigenous, being mixed race, half white, half Inuk, these ideas of identity and where you fit in and how your indigeneity fits into that, there are things that I struggled with, and I could see early on with the conversations with the girls that they were struggling with, and that there was this layer of shame in their indigeneity that came through in their language and the way they spoke. And so we had conversations very early on in working together about what it means and how important it is to speak with prideful language about our Inukness and what it means to be proud of where we come from. And it has been, you know, even the process of making the movie and working with a crew that, you know, and the crew wasn't all from Nunavut, and so they were sharing their community with the crew in a way. I think that was really special. And hearing Chelsea acknowledge the audience in Texas speaking in an Inuktitut was really special, because these are our teenagers, young women who have gone through, have had to work really hard to be proud Indigenous young women, and yeah, that's so it's something that I'm so excited to see.
Nyla, we're running out of time, but I want to thank you for that, and I want to thank you for your voice and your including of the kids in the process. It really is a wonderful film. It's a joy. I really appreciate the time to chat with you about it, and I wish you the best with the film. Thank you so much.
Thank you.